No one debated the motion to consider it or the request to override Governor Mike Beebe's veto of Senate Bill 2 that would require Arkansas voters to show photo ID before they vote.
Would anybody like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we will call the roll.
The vote was 21-12 in the Senate to override the Democratic governor. Afterwards, Senator Joyce Elliott, who has spoken out passionately against the voter ID requirement, said senators opposed to it knew they didn't have the votes to stop it. Republican Senator Brian King, the bill's sponsor, says it is needed to fight voter fraud. In his veto, the governor said it's an unnecessary solution in search of a problem, but King told reporters after the vote that the governor should be looking harder for election fraud.
They're not going and trying to crack down on it. They haven't for years. And that's been the biggest problem here in Arkansas is that, number one, that we need to take measures to step up for the integrity of the elections. And the second thing is we need to have people actually going after it.
Questions of the bill's constitutionality remain unanswered after a statement this week from Attorney General Dustin McDaniel didn't conclude one way or the other on the matter. Poll workers are currently required to ask for ID, but voters don't have to show it for their vote to be counted. With this bill, Arkansas would become the fifth state with a strict voter ID requirement in place. Another five states have such laws but are awaiting additional legislation or a court decision to take effect. Arkansas would have to provide IDs to any voter who doesn't already have one. It's estimated that will cost the state $300,000. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.